The Roxy is back. The iconic theater on Edmonton's 124th Street burned to the ground 7 years ago, and patrons and arts groups alike have been anxious for its return. An April introduction to the new $12 million facility has been met with anticipation of what can now happen in the space. The Roxy's owner, Operator Theatre Network, is raring to go, according to Jill Rozelle, Theatre Network's business development director. "We are thrilled to be back," she said. Starting as a movie house in the late 1930s, the Roxy was converted into a live performance venue in 1989. Independent theater and special events had been a mainstay of the Retro Theater until the fire. And while nearly all the old building was destroyed in the fire, there's a bit of old with the new, according to Rozelle, pointing to bits of the old sign hidden into one of the newly constructed walls. Of course, modernizing the space has been well received too, and the new Roxy Theater building has that. Updated washrooms, a rehearsal hall, rooftop deck and two theaters, one is named in honor of donor Nancy Power. Upcoming events at the newly refurbished Roxy Theater include Next Fest and Fringe Festival happenings. On now through May 13, Jason Carter's artwork inhabits the Miller Art Gallery inside the walls of the Roxy. As well, the Indigenous Art Series runs in the Lorne Cardinal Theater May 5-7 and 13-14, featuring works by Chubby Cree, Josh Longdock and artists from the Indigenous Feminism Collective and iHuman Youth Society. This multidisciplinary showcase runs alongside the Crow's Theater production of William Shakespeare's As You Like It, a radical retelling by Cliff Cardinal. The Roxy Theater is at 10708 124th Street in Edmonton. Phone 780-453-2440 for more, or theaternetwork.cap 780-453-2440.